you're probably snapping a picture of your blueberry waffles that you spent way too much effort trying to make. Doing the finishing touches on your eyeliner, or even closing the lights, while your cozy, comfortable, oh-so-amazing bed calls your name. We sip our tropical smoothies, oblivious of the fact that food is at our fingertips. Don't even lie on this one. World hunger has been on the rise for the past 20 years, affecting 4 million Canadians. But really looking at it, the supposed solution of boundless amounts of food doesn't seem to be making the cut. My name is Anastasia Renzi, and welcome back to another episode of The Universe in a Nutshell. Today, we're going to be discussing the predicament of world hunger and the idea of how food alone cannot serve as its sole answer. With natural disasters rocking our world with regularity, getting up food is the right thing to do, especially after Fort Murray. Food banks are often dreary and inadequate, leaving people to rely on heavily processed leftovers. Food bank users are some of the most unhealthy people in our country, combating type 2 diabetes and other diet-related illnesses. We have made an entire ecosystem of food charity for it to merely cover the fact that our part in this problem has not yet been fulfilled. The root of hunger is in the 23% drop in income for the lowest earning Canadians throughout the last 40 years. Well, Jan Poppendyke, a food movement hero's input on this was to simply get something for them to eat. Others believe solving this problem with canned peas and corn will be ineffective. Instead, the key lies somewhere else, possibly in the depths of kindness, connection, and equality. In fact, the quote, "Hope and its sisters, dignity, self-worth, and connection lie at the heart of creating both individual and societal change," is virtually engulfing community centers. People enter, isolated and robbed of hope, walking for the pure convenience of food. However, within the center, the real change emerges because of the strong connections taking flight and forging. Exiting, they soon realize they aren't a number, rather a member of a growing team. The experience is a powerful learning process, and together individuals begin to imagine how they can not only change their lives, but others in need in the community. I believe a sense of community and belonging in neighborhoods formulates a steady foundation of peace. Before we were relocating our health into affordable childcare, preparation for natural disasters, subsidizing housing, and are achieving a basic income. With the help of others that strive to not waste food by purchasing what is needed, eating leftovers, and using scraps, we can diminish poverty and inequality. After solidarity is attained, charity organizations should resume and persist. Despite that, we should not be dependent on food banks. The campaign 15 Feeds Family is an organization supporting transition, starting with providing families with food. Later, locating solutions for them to be self-sufficient and for them to get a head start on a more promising future. Let your voice be heard now. Please donate below and help make a difference. Hope you enjoyed. See you next time on The Universe in a Nutshell.